This is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. We are all now living through a difficult time. More than ever, we are being called to turn toward the light of Christ and to follow Him. So our work doesn't stop. In fact, it's more important than ever. Please consider making a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, between now and Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, to help support our efforts to offer spiritual guidance, love, and hope to the world. Hit the donate button at discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the Discerning Hearts free app. Thank you from all of us at Discerning Hearts, and God bless. DiscerningHearts.com now presents Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff, Easter Season 2020.
Hi.
Hi. How are you this morning, Monsignor?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Very good.
Wow. You're happy.
Yeah. Well, I was just practicing my homily. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's good. I'm happy, too. Snow's all gone.
Great. We used to call that snow you got yesterday onion snow. I meant to tell you that yesterday.
Huh.
You said like six inches of it. But that's the kind of snow that kind of disappears quickly.
It did. It all disappeared after. Actually, the total was 8 inches now. They revised it. And it all went away in a day because it's going to be in the 70s. And the strangest year ever continues. I mean, I don't know if I want to do over or if I just want to go to 2021 now. But there's something about resting or being in this present moment. God has a lesson. He'll use it for good, won't he?
Oh, I believe that what's happening is so important for us to go through this coronavirus period and, you know, how to go back and do the reset, you know, and start anew, to go back over things and see them in a new way with new eyes. I'm getting more and more insight as to why, for instance, that the reason why Jesus wanted to leave is because he was going to send that divine fire of love. And it was that same Holy Spirit that transformed these ordinary men that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles. They are just ordinary, but the only one who really is triumphant over sin and Satan and death is Jesus. And the work of the Holy Spirit will be that same Jesus come into every person who is going to be united with him as their head. He is the head. We grasp the cross. We grasp the suffering. The Acts of the Apostles, observing the boldness of Peter and John and perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men, the leaders, the elders, and the scribes were amazed, and they recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Then, when they saw the man who had been cured standing there with them, they could say nothing in reply. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin and conferred with one another, saying, "What are we going to do with these men?" Everyone living in Jerusalem knows a remarkable sign was done through them, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may not be spread any further among the people, let us give them a stern warning never again to speak to anyone in that name. So they called them back and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. See, their power was not Peter. Their power was not John, because they knew themselves in their own hearts what they were. They also now know who they are. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judge. It is impossible for us not to speak." Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come upon them. Pentecost has transformed them into Christ. About what we have seen and heard. After their threatening them further, they released them, finding no other punishment that they could give. After a while, they're going to beat them. They're going to imprison them, just like they did with Jesus. And afterward, each of them is going to suffer again, the same as Jesus did, because it's Jesus who is in them. And so when we are talking about God in us, the transformation we realize has taken place in us. Now, in this pandemic, some of us are suffering and dying. I just found out that Sister Gertrude is still on a respirator. She's still on a machine, and she's not dead. And here is this missionary of charity. She's suffering, and here she is, still facing this, but with the spirit of Mother Teresa. Each of us is suffering and dying, and even those who are dead, those who are found outside this one place where there were just bags of bodies. You are living. You're the risen Lord. And so the dead ones, they're gloriously gone on to eternity. I was thinking about them as they entered into that divine mystery of heaven in glory and praise forever. No more are they here. Their suffering is over here on earth. And most of them, I really believe, and they are the ones who are prepared to go, have entered into paradise. The church, though, is left here with the need that Jesus has given us in the gospel today. And we read in this gospel, in the 16th chapter of Mark's gospel, the 9th to the 15th verse. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he drove 7 demons. She went and told her companions, who were mourning and weeping, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to 2 of them, walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. Still, this is who they are. And later, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. Now listen what he tells them. And he said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. By baptism, God wants to speak with you, and those who he has spoken to, wake up to the truth and the reality of who you are. Yes, who you are. Jesus suffered, Jesus died, and Jesus rose. Easter has occurred for us. Tomorrow is going to be an octave from Easter, and we are going to celebrate Mercy Sunday. We have to all admit we have had, because of the pandemic, we've had a lessening of the opportunity to go to confession, of go to Mass, of receiving communion, because these are the lifelines for the Holy Spirit. But it hasn't stopped the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. He's the breath of God, and he is in every human being, all over the entire world. He's in England. He's in Africa. He's in Asia. He's in China. He's in India. He's in Australia. He's in the entire world. He's in South America. He's in the Azores. He's all over the world. Jesus in Christ wants to come into you and live in you. And the Holy Spirit is the fire of love. Jesus is in all of us who are baptized. Really, really, he's truly there. It's him that is going to live forever. He is the thou and the resurrection now. He is the reason why we sang Alleluia all this week. And now, getting down to the business of mercy. We are all sinful people. All of us. I and everyone who is a preacher of this, reminding us that that's what we are. That's all we ever were. When Jesus came into the world, he alone is the sinless one. He alone is the Lord. He is the alone is the Savior of mankind. And God, through him and with him and in him, wants to save all mankind. And he has done it. The tragedy is he has done it. And he did it in the year 33. And every time we Christians would go to Mass and we would offer the sacrifice, we were offering what we were doing. And we all began, and we will begin tomorrow on Mercy Sunday with this prayer at Mass. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And every Mass that we offer, we're going to say that, and that's going to be our truth. And in him, and through him, and with him, look at what happened to Peter. Look what happened to John. Look what happened to the apostles. Look what happened to Stephen, the deacon. Look what happened to Mother Teresa. Look what happened to John the 23rd. Look what happened to John Paul II. Every one of them. Look what happened to Mother Teresa. Every saint is Jesus in disguise. He comes to us through each other. And around you now, and in you, and with you, is Jesus. All around you, in your family, you can be that as a father. You can be Jesus to your family. You can be Jesus to your wife. You can be Jesus because in this world, that's what we're called to be to one another. The love that he has for each one of us, he's using each of us to be a specific, a unique, and an irrepeatable Christ in the world. It wasn't just for Paul. It was for you, and it's for me, because we are the body of Christ in this world.
Final thought, Monsignor?
I just love this hymn, and I'll finish with it. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joyous and triumphant high, Alleluia. Sing ye, heaven and earth reply, Alleluia. God bless.
You've been listening to Reflections by Monsignor John Essif. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com, and in particular, please share this particular reflection with them during this difficult period in the life of the church and of the world. And join us next time for Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.